This is The Dean's Desk with Kurt Mueller, Dean of the Faculty of Communication, Art, and Design.
Hello, everyone. My guest today is Hemant Sangwan, professor in the School of Marketing. Really thrilled to have Hemant here today. We've met for coffee a few times, and he's a fascinating guy, so I'm sure today's conversation will be of interest to you. Hemant, great to see you.
Thanks, Kurt. Thanks for inviting me. Nice to be here.
Pleasure to have you. So, Hemant, like me, you're an immigrant to Canada. Maybe you can give us a little bit of your background and what brought you to Seneca.
So, currently, I'm a professor in School of Marketing. Before I joined Seneca, I spent about 12 years in industry, mostly in consulting and marketing research. I came as a student at U of T in 2002. And there's a little fun fact. When I came, Canadian population was 31 million, and we saw Statistics Canada announcement today. Today, we hit it 40 million, so 10 million more in the last 20 years. What brought me to Seneca? I always liked teaching. I grew up in an environment where education was a key focus, and I grew up with teachers. So my high school, my college teachers had big influence on me and what I am today. So even when I was in industry, I used to take guest lectures. An opportunity came at Seneca, first as a part-time and then as a full-time. So I'm excited to be here since last 4.5 years.
And what is it you like the most about teaching?
It's a very multidimensional field. So there's a classroom part, there's an outside classroom part, and there's a part where you interact with students, but there's a part where you interact with like faculties or people like you and other staff. So the overall environment is quite exciting and challenging in many ways. But here I see closely the differences in students' life, not necessarily just because of me, but how they grew during the program or after the program. That keeps me really motivated. So seeing the students, you know, coming as an immigrant or even the domestic ones, and later on working in industry, so they connect you on LinkedIn, you feel like they are your colleagues now. So this whole evolution of their professional life, it's quite exciting to see.
So you also have a PhD in your educational qualifications. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
My PhD is from Rotman School at University of Toronto in Business Management. And in terms of specialization, I did quantitative marketing. In those days, availability of data were really a challenge. So I had to struggle a lot to find relevant data. But in brief, my thesis was about how retailers can optimize their pricing promotional policies based on consumers' complementary or substitutability behavior. So given the basket of goods they purchase at the same time, it is not necessary that you promote all these items. It's possible to promote just a few items. And given they purchase many items on the same shopping trip, the promotional effect translates into other categories. So I was investigating on that side.
Really fascinating stuff. You're looking at both the data piece, but also there's a psychology element to this as well.
Traditionally, if you look at marketing PhDs, there were two streams. And now there are many streams. But when I was a U of T student, and again, I'm not that old, but there was a psychology or consumer behavior track, and there's a quantitative track. So as a student, I had to take required courses in psychology track, but that was not my specialization. Main focus was on the data side. But yes, I ended up reading and incorporating some of these findings into my main thesis.
So speaking of data, that's kind of the bedrock of artificial intelligence, and that is all the rage right now. What do you see the future of marketing in terms of AI and how that's influencing this industry?
I think it's fair to say that as a marketer, you need to have minimum level of data literacy, and that minimum, the bar of minimum is going up every year. So data literacy about different technologies which are used in the profession. So when I was working in marketing research industry, again, in the traditional world, there were like two or three types of careers. So there were people who were just specializing in writing surveys. There were people who were specializing in taking interviews. And then there were people who were specializing in IT or technology and data analysis. We can't have that segmentation anymore. So it is expected the same individual is aware or know minimum level of knowledge and expertise in all these three fields. And if you look at the evolution of marketing research industry in the last 6-7 years, I mean, the traditional jobs are gone. So all marketing jobs, now you need to have technical skills, you need to have consumer behavior skills. And to be honest, like our marketing graduates are competing with graduates in computer science and, and in some of these other technical schools when it comes to jobs.
So given that convergence in terms of the demand and the skill set, how do we prepare our students to succeed when they enter the industry?
We need to have a bit heavier dose in analytics courses. And this doesn't mean like we have to create from scratch. Within Seneca, we have other schools like School of Data Science, School of Software. So that could be a collaboration where you could take like 15% courses outside of your school and they are still be considered equivalent on your transcript. And that gives students to explore these different options. And this was the practice like when I was a student at U of T.
It's so interesting, these demarcation lines that are disappearing between these different areas of focus in the industry. The same thing is happening in the industry that I came from, media. Yeah. You used to be a television reporter or a newspaper reporter or a radio reporter. Now you're expected to be able to do all of those things
exactly.
at the same time. So yeah, I see a similar trend in other industries as well. So just switching gears for a moment, Hemant, one of the things that people may not know about you is that you are a licensed bartender.
So there was a time between my graduation and finding job. Nothing to do, or maybe I was a bit chill in those days. And there was this 1 month course, 4 or 5 weekends. And I came across just probably in some print advertising or so. And I showed up at the school and I think they asked me to pay the fees right there. And it was all practical course. So there was like this big table and there were like 10 students. And there was a drinks in front of them. And the whole day, you were first taught how to make these drinks. And then you were tested. And in the 4th or 5th week, the last class, there was also this computer-based exam. So I enjoyed, you know, it was fun. But I never practiced, you know.
Do you make now any of the drinks you learned how to make then?
I think if I can. So capability is there. But I don't drink much. But yes, if you want to invite me at a party and you give me like a week's notice, I can handle the bartending table, you know.
Okay, we may take you up on that to have a professor behind the bartending table. It'd be kind of fun. And I understand your ability with data also extends to the cricket.
So when you grew up in India, I mean, you can't avoid cricket. It's part of your social conversation at school. When you are in grade or in your high school, no matter which grade you are in, you know these names on your tips. Plus, India as a country is one of the strongest team in cricket. So I grew up in that environment and I used to remember these statistics. I mean, not anymore. It is difficult to follow the games now, but until I was in high school or in my early college life. So it's not just as a passionate audience that you watch the game. And I think this concept was there. I used to remember and I used to critically analyze these, you know, statistics. And so it was a fun topic, you know.
So you had that passion for data even from an early age.
Yeah, so there's another thing which probably you don't know. So it's only in 2015 or so I started having cell phone. So I didn't have cell phone until then. And I used to remember every phone number of my friends. It was, you know, remarkable skill, I think, when I used to tell them.
Well, I mean, I can't remember any phone numbers now. It's probably a function of having a cell phone for so long. But can you still remember?
Some of them, but not because you lose that habit, you know.
So, Hemant, what's next for you in terms of your professional development, your research, your teaching? What's on the horizon?
It's a good question, and it's also difficult to predict future. Mm. I do like teaching, but I spent 12 years in industry. I made good network and friends. So we interact. Sometimes my friends, you know, come to my classes as a guest speaker or so. It's difficult to say specifically what I'll be doing, but in this world of data, marketing, consulting. That's where I see myself. And then I do have, like, if you watch that show, Family Guy, this dog, he had this utopian dream that he's going to be a novel writer at some point. So I had similar dreams. I'm not sure if they'll be realized or not. But I do like writing and I have lots of respect for people who can write well.
So, well, we just had one of our School of Creative Arts and Animation professors, Kinman Smith, just published his first novel. So maybe you can join him on that
List.
Hemant, you live in, whereabouts do you have a wife and two children?
Oh, one child.
One child. Yeah. And where do you live?
I live in Orangeville. It's a town north of Brampton, but in my life in Canada, I've lived everywhere. Mm. Downtown, uptown, Markham, Mississauga. So I'm familiar with all transit routes.
So you've been in Canada for roughly 23 years now, right?
21
years. Yeah. How did you find the transition from India when you came? And how has Canada changed in the time you've been here?
Good questions, because when you're in your early 20s, you don't think that much. Sometimes in a good way. So when I came and we just discussed this fun fact, we were only 31 millions. I didn't have this concept of mixing with people. I mean, I was living in a university residence within university circle. So yes, there was lots of diversity in my social friend circle in terms of the nationality, language, and other skills. But never consciously thought that, am I mixing well or not? It was just not there. But I know these challenges have emerged in the last couple of years and for rightful reasons. So luckily, I didn't face that phase. But thinking back retrospectively, I think, yes, maybe there were challenges I didn't notice or I didn't process it that way.
Well, you've got a fascinating story, a fascinating background, and we're really happy to have you here at Seneca, Hemant. So all the best in your studies and your teaching in the future, and we'll chat again soon.
Well, thanks, Kurt.
You have been listening to The Dean's Desk with Kurt Mueller, Dean of the Faculty of Communication, Art, and Design, produced by Seneca's Radio Broadcasting students.